Hey, it's Cindy Howes and Lizzie Noh from the podcast Basic Folk, honest conversations with folk musicians.
Basic Folk is truly changing the game with our well-researched deep dives that aim to empower the listener while fostering the folk community.
I basically am writing worship music for youth group rejects.
Maternal regrets and maternal guilt are universal.
I try to make things that are beautiful and that are made with like a purity of intention.
You can listen to Basic Folk on the Bluegrass Situation Podcast Network or at basicfolk.com.
Hey, this is Bree Bagwell, and if you want to listen to this podcast early and ad-free, subscribe to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/BreeBagwell.
You really start noticing that people don't care about listening to the music after that second hour.
Right.
And the fourth beer. You start getting a sense of where you are in your life.
Yeah.
That third hour.
And that's when you turn to me and go, man, what am I doing with my life? Yeah. And I'm like, me too. And then the other person that was playing with us was like having the best time.
Great. Well, he was drinking tequila.
That's
and
right.
We were just having beer. I feel like that.
Yeah, we should have had tequila.
Hey, everybody. This is Bree Bagwell, and this is my podcast, Only Vans, where I talk to my friends in my van.
Do you want to make a record of dog songs with me?
Yes.
She's a good girl. Loves her mama. Loves cheeses.
And her favorite toy, too.
Oh, no.
But it's dead.
Bernie.
So now she's crying.
It's great. I think we have something on our hands.
That's,
yeah. My records haven't made me famous yet, so why not
Same.
Just like get out there and make a dog song record?
I am probably the most famous member of my family.
Oh, great. Oh, welcome to the podcast, the most famous member of his family.
Yeah.
Bo Brumbull.
But I'm the only one who's ever made any kind of attempt to become known.
Right, there's also
We're known
that.
For bad things,
oh.
some of us. Me included.
Like what? I didn't know that you were known for
arrest
bad things.
Records and stuff.
You have an arrest record?
A couple, yeah.
Okay, well, that's not why we're here, but now you have to tell me. Are we good to go, Ka?
My mom will kill me. We can't go into depth about that.
Okay.
Everything's fine.
I didn't know you'd ever been arrested.
I have.
Wow. Is it for cooking too good?
That was the first one.
I had to say, before we get started officially, that you have really mastered the grill thing. I don't know what else to call
smoker.
It.
Smoker. I smoke more than I grill.
Right. The smoker thing. And I, as your neighbor, have really benefited from your
That's true.
Experimentation with the smoker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so proud of you. And can you keep inviting me? Because if you stop, then I will starve to death.
Always. Okay. You're always invited. There's an open invite for you and Paul all the time. And
Great.
Whiskey.
Oh, yeah. We have two dogs here, and I should have told you to bring your dog.
She just breathes so loud.
She is it's like a yeah. But that's okay.
She's very cute.
She's so cute.
She doesn't particularly like the other two dogs that are here or any other dog for that matter.
I think that Jade pointed it out, which I had never thought about before, is it's like maybe our dogs don't think that they're dogs because they're like mm-hmm. other dogs. Like they love people.
Sure.
But other dogs are like, no, yeah. You're not one of me.
Right. And what are you doing in my yard?
Right. You kids get out of my yard.
Yeah.
I love how much you love dogs. It's very sweet.
How could you not? They're the best.
People don't.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Or they do bad things to dogs. If we could just like make music and save dogs.
Yeah. And like, I'm not a particular like a cat guy, but I don't hate cats. You know what I mean? Like
right.
I understand people are just mean.
Yeah. You want to know this weird story that is totally irrelevant.
Sure.
I played the rattlesnake roundup in Sweetwater. So don't love snakes. That is one animal where I'm like, maybe they're not really an animal. But anyway, they are an animal. Okay. Anyway, when you play the rattlesnake roundup, I played with Jason Boland. But they'd had like four bands that week. And then they were like, none of the bands have held a rattlesnake. And that's the first way to get Bree Bagwell to do something. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'll hold a rattlesnake. So I went and I put it around my neck. And I smelled like rattlesnake for 2 weeks. Like
what do they smell like?
It secreted something into my
Some musk.
Neck. You don't want to know what a rattlesnake smells like. And I'm a gag. If I talk about it too much, you know me and my gag. Anyway,
you want to talk about body functions next?
No. Cut, Kyle. And so anyway, I put it on Facebook and people came out of the woodworks, like defending rattlesnakes and saying how cruel that was. And it was very interesting. So people with animals, they were fiercely, I was just surprised that people were so fiercely defending
rattlesnakes, which I don't have any problem with rattlesnakes either. Like if they're not in my vicinity,
you stay over there.
Yeah.
You were picking up a snake when
I caught a coral snake recently. Yeah.
Like the most deadly snake of all time.
But they're not like, they won't strike like a rattlesnake or a copperhead or a,
They have a little mouth.
Docile, but they are very venomous. Yes.
They don't have
like fangs like the other ones. They just have poison in their mouth.
Oh God. It's like,
but I did catch it with my hands.
I know. Somebody told me about this. Rachel, was she there?
She saw. Yeah, I sent her pictures. Because
we have a coral snake at our new house, right?
That's great. It'll keep down your rodent population.
Well, that is great. But look, I own a rodent. Have you seen her?
Yeah, maybe don't leave her unattended. We have a hawk population here, too, that might be really scary for dogs that size.
Can you imagine?
Owls.
Because I feel like I'm moving less than a quarter mile away. But where I live feels way more like the country than where I am currently.
Definitely, definitely.
Like there's way more.
You have a big yard that's Texas. It's Central Texas plants and animals out there.
Right. So how do you feel about animal removal?
Oh, you want me to do it?
Okay. So I invited you here today to ask a couple of questions. Will you keep cooking for me? And how do you feel about removing
harmful lawn service and tree service? And
I heard you got a tractor, a lawnmower, didn't you? You did though, didn't you?
I wear a lot of hats, Bree.
Please don't hate me.
I don't want to kill any of your animals, but we could like put some traps out or something.
No. It's going to be fine. Whiskey will adapt to being a farm dog just fine.
Yeah, I don't feel like she spends a whole lot of time alone outside.
No. She's like, where's my air conditioner?
Right, she's sitting right there just thinking about it like, ugh, I hate that I have to pee out there.
I know. Right. Okay, so anyway, I was having a hard time coming up with a topic to talk to you about.
Oh yeah, there's so much.
We've been best friends for a really long time. Do you feel that way?
You're one of the first people I met like on the scene. You were one of my longest tenured friends from the scene.
And I just won't go away.
And thank God.
I keep getting closer. I'm moving even closer to you.
I see you moving closer and closer. I see it. I've noticed. Yeah. Like, I haven't wanted to say anything about it. I don't want to make it weird, but I have noticed.
I'm coming closer.
That you're closer and closer all the time.
And then when we build our rent house, then you're going to move closer into there.
And right, I'm going to live in your storage closet.
Perfect. I can't wait. But we have gotten to play music together, but not very much lately. But we did just get to play a show together, which is pretty interesting because we were playing with another friend of ours, and I don't know whether to say names because I don't want to be like ungrateful for the gig, because I was very grateful for the gig.
I feel like we should not name names or dollar amounts at all today.
Great.
Whenever you brought up this topic, I was like, I'm going to have to start by saying I'm very grateful that people pay me to play music.
Absolutely.
Very grateful for every single person who's ever done it.
Right. I know. And
let's
you can't
talk some.
Yeah, but let's talk some training. Because what the show was, which was pretty hilarious, they wanted background music. That was the gig.
Right.
They said, we want background music.
But they wanted
me to be doing it.
Yeah.
Which is
Brie Bagwell music, and we want Brie Bagwell there.
Yeah.
But we don't want anyone to listen.
It was like the weirdest offer I ever got. And I was like, okay. Because and then they said I could bring two friends.
Right.
Which was so nice. So I brought two friends and then they were so kind and they were so nice. And after the first set, they were like, you guys are doing great, but can you turn it down?
Yeah. Which is always like musicians love hearing that.
I mean,
musicians love hearing that.
But it was totally like, I was so thankful. I mean, it was such a great, and it was a,
yeah, it was a
weekday.
Yeah, it was great.
And I had my friends there and they had an open bar.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so nice, but it was just such a weird thing. And it was also a 3-hour gig, which
is a 3-hour gig.
That's 3-hour gigs. And I had two people with me. Yeah. It felt like 6 hours.
It was long. Well, I feel like if it had been a 2-hour gig, you really start noticing that people don't care about listening to the music after that second hour.
Right.
And the fourth beer. You really start getting a sense of where you are in your life.
Yeah.
That third hour.
And that's when you turn to me and go, man, what am I doing with my life? Yeah. And I'm like, me too. And then the other person that was playing with us was like having the best time.
Great. Yeah. Well, he was drinking tequila.
That's right.
We were just having beer. I feel like that.
Yeah, we should have had tequila. Because he was like, whatever, man.
It's great.
Flying high.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was good money. I'm glad I did it.
Me too.
Appreciate the invite.
No problem.
It is not, at the same time, not my favorite way to perform.
Yeah, because your soul, like I was texting you earlier about this, like if you don't have enough soul shows sprinkled in, you start to really go to a deep, dark place.
Right.
At least I do.
Yes.
I feel like you do too. So it's kind of like, if it's not great money or great fulfillment for my heart, like if I get enough of those in a row, like I'm in a rut. Mm-hmm. I'm in an emotional rut.
Yes.
And it's hard to do that with a 3-hour show.
It is. Well, it's just hard to perform a 3-hour show in general.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you don't have, like, I mean, a solo 3-hour show is just like, come on, no. But even with friends, it's just like, that's a long time to play.
Yeah.
Especially acoustic music. And even if it's not a deal, like a listening room thing, like I would rather have a room of like where 20 people are just right there watching like, oh yeah, man, these guys are great. Than have a room of 2,000 people that don't care.
Because you also can't like fill the space because when you're playing a listening room, time flies because you're getting to tell stories and people are laughing. If you're trying to fill the space in between songs and you're talking, but no one's listening to your stories,
right,
you like, end up not talking. So you lose all that time.
These jokes are great. Trust me, these jokes are great.
I know.
So
we're very funny.
I'm dropping gems and y'all are just, you know, talking amongst yourselves.
I know.
Hey, this is Bree Bagwell, and if you want to sponsor this amazing podcast, all you have to do is email onlyvanspodcast@gmail.com.
But then if you say, okay, so say somebody gives you $300 for a 3-hour show, any outside person would look at that and be like, that's $100 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
People would kill for that money.
Right.
But it doesn't equate, and I'm not sure why that's not how it is.
Well, it's the thousands of unpaid hours that... that you've put in to get to be offered $100 an hour for a gig.
Right.
And that's still your whole day. It's not like you can do anything else that day. I mean, $300 for a show, like that's, you know, okay, but that's your whole day. You
right.
made $300 that day. That's not like a great day in general.
True.
You're not going to get rich on that.
And if you buy one package of good guitar strings.
Right.
And then gasoline. Gas. We just went all the way to Arizona and Nebraska, and I swear we only have these shows when diesel spikes.
Yeah.
I was paying like almost $5 a gallon for diesel, and I had traveled over states. And I was like, this is so wild because it seems like I'm getting a lot of money, but then what if I blow a transmission? Then I made negative $4,000 for this run.
Right.
Like the wear and tear on your vehicle.
And equipment. Music equipment is really expensive.
Getting your guitar fixed.
Yeah. They always need something.
These guitars, like people, like we have the most expensive equipment for getting the least amount of
mm-hmm.
pay. I actually haven't paid for one of these guitars yet.
Yeah.
Be sorry. All right. I hope that they just forget. And it's like, and here I am reminding the public.
Yeah, I have a guy that's been acting like he wants to forget about some money.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that he owes you. Do you want to tell the story?
Not really.
Okay.
But. It's another part of kind of what we're talking about, though, like with shows and how we get paid and how we sometimes don't get paid. And,
right.
Deposits and deposits with people that you know to like, oh, they don't need a deposit. They're like, they're good. Their right. word's good. The words.
Well, people are always like, I'm good for it. People are almost a little bit insulted if you ask them for a deposit. Right. Like, oh, I'm not good for that money. And then you block the date off and then they cancel the gig and you're
then you've
totally
got a Saturday
screwed.
Night making $0.
Right.
Yeah.
The amount of
stuff
times.
Like that. And then, like, you're not, I mean, even if you go to the extremes, like, to get it, like, you know, follow up and chase them down, they're counting on you not coming at you for the money. They're counting on you forgetting about it or not wanting to confront.
Yeah.
I'm not that kind of guy that lets things like that slide.
I love that about you.
I'm going to come talk to you and I'll be polite, but I'm going to come talk to you and you're going to give me my money.
But it's not even like something crazy unreasonable because somebody looking at it and being like, oh, so what? You're missing out on this $500 deposit? You really need $500 that bad? It's like, yeah.
No, actually, I need the $1,000.
I need the $1,000. And then I might have needed the $2,000 that I could have gotten from somebody else because I gave you a deal.
Right.
So now I'm actually out $2,000. And that's my whole rent and bills for the month. So, like, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love when people.
We just said we were not going to say dollar amount.
Oh,
but
I know. Oh.
But that's a hypothetical.
That was just a hypothetical. And what's even weirder, I find, is like the more that I get paid, the better I get treated.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's super weird. It's like, I'm not going to take this gig for this much money because what goes along with that is just all the drama that I don't deal with when I get a premium.
On a good, right.
I get paid a premium. Strange. I get treated like a premium.
It's like when people get rich, they don't have to pay for anything. Everybody just wants them to use their stuff. Like, hey, we'll give you this free stuff if you just tell people that's what you use.
Oh, right. Like, you know, influencer kind of things.
Sure. Or even, you know, big bands when, you know, like that, like, hey, I use these kind of strings. Like, you've got a lifetime supply of strings.
Right.
Or I play this guitar.
And they're the people that can afford the strings.
Yeah.
It's,
or
you know.
Or this bus. Wouldn't that be nice?
Look how much whiskey I have on top of my refrigerator.
Oh, we should get in that.
I mean, we can get in it. I just got a sponsorship with Devil's River. And so
shameless.
They.
Plug.
Yeah, they in a roundabout way are sponsoring this podcast.
Nice.
But they are definitely sponsoring my refrigerator decorations right now. Like, wow. But it's the same thing. It's like, I could probably afford a decent bottle of whiskey at this point in my career.
Right,
and I
have, you don't
have
to.
18 bottles of it now, guys. So, like, I think I've made it. But what I really need is a diesel.
I would just
sponsor.
Like to take a moment to talk about Shiner Beer.
What is. Yeah, Jarrett Reddick was like, don't say anything for free. That's why I put a koozie on here because it's like.
Oh, well, they're not paying, me anyway, so.
That's what I mean. Until they pay you.
I just want to get on their radar first, you know?
Oh, well, they're great people.
Yeah.
I'm happy to give plugs to great people. Sorry, she's snoring, and I'm hoping that we can get it on the microphone
Whiskey
at
girl.
Some point. She's just so. But I do want to. Can you tell people about, I just think that what you've done is really cool because you've been able to do this stuff by yourself, but then you've also been able to do like Timberwild and Lady and the Tramps. And like, did that, all that stuff like evolve organically or did you just like plan to do that or?
The Lady and the Tramps was completely unplanned. It actually started out being kind of a joke. Cause we just asked, Amber Middleton had just moved to town and she's one of the best singers that I've ever met. And she wasn't really doing a whole lot. It was like, hey, like you can come play with us anytime. And Garrett and I were doing mostly like acoustic stuff then. And so she came and sat in, we're like, we gotta have a name. And so we had a few that we can't say on air, but, we settled.
I think I remember.
Yeah. We settled on Lady and the Tramps, but it still was like, it was just a jokey thing. It wasn't going to be a full time. And then people started calling and asking, like, hey, we need Lady and the Tramps to come out and play this thing. And so it kind of, and we don't do that one a lot anymore. It's still, you know, Timberwild is our main focus, but I still do solo stuff.
Yeah.
Timberwild was more planned. You know, we had, for a few years, Garrett and I played together without a name. It was Bo and Garrett, or Garrett and Bo, depending on who was putting the words on the sign that night. And, but yeah, Lady and the Tramps ended up being really fun to do. And it's just the three of us. We could like take one car and, you know, not split the money between five or six people.
Oh yeah, don't remind me. That's so brilliant. Or like Timberwild, like, well, I've seen you guys do full band stuff and...
Yeah, we'll sometimes do a trio, sometimes full band, sometimes it's just Garrett and me.
That's great. You have just like, I just feel like if someone calls you that you can do a variety of things, which sure. I think is a...
If you want somebody to do your bar mitzvah...
It has the word bar in it.
We've got a band for that.
You do? Which band would that be?
Well, we could do like a three. I would recommend a three piece acoustic, like Garrett, myself. And if Amber couldn't do it,
right.
Then we would maybe do, you know, a broke down drum kit.
Okay. Great.
Garrett on electric guitar and myself on.
From bars to bar mitzvahs and everything in between.
That's like that's the name going of the on. Next album.
That's Is there a next album?
we're recording some stuff.
Oh
my gosh. We're not going to do an album at the moment. We're going to do some just kind of release singles.
That's the way of the world right now.
I know. Our last one, it was old so fast. You know, we put out seven songs and like 6 weeks later, all of those are old.
I know. It's so heartbreaking. I talked about this with you that I had severe album hangover because mm-hmm. you really put years and tens of thousands of dollars into a record. And then the way of the world now, it's like everything's old immediately.
Shoot it up and spit it out.
What's next?
Right.
Like, what do you mean what's next? I just put out, I mean, I've said that,
right.
that on this
podcast
before.
I spent my life savings and a year of my life
yeah.
doing that. What do you mean? Like, I have a weekend to get some sleep?
Yeah, no. No, you don't, Bo Brumble. So that is the way to just put out singles and then everyone's like, just wrap it, you know, put a bow on it at the end and it's
right.
an album.
We may do that after we do like the next 10.
Might do that too, but I don't want to do that. But
yeah, it's not how, like I grew up and I'm a little bit older than you are, but you remember like the 90s?
Yeah. Oh,
where
yeah.
you would buy an album and listen to it top to bottom. You put a CD in your car and it just played around.
Yeah.
Until you knew all the words.
It's a story.
And that's not how people listen to music anymore. And we would go to shows and we didn't film it. We would watch the show.
Oh,
remember
my
that?
Gosh, I do. I so remember that. That in my
we
day.
Didn't film it so that we could watch a terrible iPhone video.
Which
later.
You never
watched
back.
We
watched
it with our eyeballs.
Did people even watch those back?
Surely not. No, it's just to impress people on social media that they were at that show. I feel like.
Valid. I think that's also accurate.
Mm-hmm. It makes me crazy. I know I sound like an old guy right now, but those things drive me crazy.
Those things drive me crazy too.
Like
and
you paid money to go to this show. Watch the show. He's right there. You're in the same room with this guy or girl.
Yeah, I know.
And they're right there singing for you. And you're looking through your phone like an idiot. Put it in your pocket. Normalize putting your phone in your pocket.
Ooh. You know what your next t-shirt should be is put your phone in your pocket.
Mm.
Bo Brumble.
Preach. Like I could have taken a picture or two, whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
Like nobody cares about your story that you were at this show listening to, you know? Like,
nobody cares about your story, Bo Brumble.
If I see the top of your story and it has like six little dots and the first one is a live music show from you up in the balcony somewhere, like.
Yeah. Swiping. I'm on. I think you should have a whole merch line of like you kids get out of my yard style Bo Brumble saying.
Get off and my
it's
lawn.
Like, yeah. It's like put your phone in your pocket. Nobody cares about your story. I'm really good at smoking chicken.
And all kinds of things.
Yeah, right. I think that would be great for you. Wow. Well, we're almost done already. That was delightful.
Man, I was
I
just
know.
Getting warmed up. I was ready to cuss out some kids.
I know, but we want the kids to like us. But
oh, yeah. Yeah. Listen up, kids.
I know. I'm just not super cool with the young kids, but I'm trying to be. But I'm not trying to be. I'm just hoping that one day that they'll be like, that chick's pretty rad.
Right. And then it'll circle back. Like I have a 17-year-old daughter.
Right.
She just started her senior year of high school yesterday.
Oh.
And she still thinks I'm kind of cool most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But she's kind of a rare kid also. Like she will go to a show and she'll sit there and sing along and watch the show.
She was raised correctly.
Right. And I just want, I want maybe her to influence people to be more like that.
Right.
Like, hey, you and your friends go to a show and actually watch it. Just, you'll love it. Try it out.
Ooh, she is an influencer.
She could change the world.
Yeah, but I'd be like, go watch a show, and also everyone needs to play Brie Bagwell on their Spotify right now. Do you think everybody. I could pay her some money? Is that illegal?
I'm
How
sure
do you feel about me
it.
Paying your daughter to influence? It's like, why am I blowing up in East Texas? Like, I would do it at this point. I will try anything. But since we're almost done, I just wanted to bring up like one. No, I don't even know.
What?
Well, I just haven't had a lot of sleep, so I'm just like worried all like sob town. But just anytime I've been in like a music rut, it happens. And you always have a really good way of pulling me out of that.
I just love you.
Well, do you remember what you said to me? And then one time I had to say it to you.
Yeah, when I told you you were made of tough stuff.
Yeah. It's
you
so
are,
nice.
You are.
Well, thanks.
You've come a long way.
Yeah.
You've stuck with it.
Yeah. I just, that got no quit in me.
And you're beautiful.
Really? Oh, you are. No, Bo, every time we sing Seven Spanish Angels, I don't remember when it started.
It started in Lubbock.
It at the office?
I stage bombed you.
Yeah.
I wasn't even invited, and I just went up there, and now everyone asked for it.
Everybody asked for that song, and every time we don't play it, like I'm like, let's try something different. People throw a fit.
They get so mad.
We have to play Seven Spanish Angels, so we did it at Green Hall, but every time there's this like long solo, it's kind of an awkward moment, and me and you never know what to do. So like,
so I come tell you, you're
come tell me I look pretty, and you've been doing that for 10 years, and it's very nice.
It's true, every
but
time.
Like, no, it's not. Like, I remember one time in particular, I was like, "You're lying. I know it. You're lying to me right now."
And it's not always pretty. Sometimes it's like beautiful.
Thank you.
Sometimes, and sometimes it's hot.
Oh, great!
I'll save that one.
Just special. Switch it up.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you just need that. You're on stage, and you never know what performers
Everybody
are going
loves
to.
Loves the attaboy. Attaboy.
Right. It's basically like
you're doing great.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You're tough. You can
I'm made
handle
of
this.
Tough stuff. Brie Bagwell, you're made of tough stuff, but you are also made of tough stuff.
Thanks.
And you're also made of really nice, soft stuff too. Okay.
Like skin and muscles?
Like, no. Like your heart is all squishy. Oh, yeah. You got a squishy heart.
I'm a softy.
Bro.
I'm an easy cry. Like
yeah,
you
are. I know. We're crazy, but
we've seen some tears, you and I.
That's right. And we're gonna see a bunch more.
I can't wait.
Boy, do I have a deal for you. We're in for 10 more years of heartache and smoked chicken. And thanks for coming and sitting on my couch. It's too
it's
hot to
blast.
Be in the van. So
it's been a blast.
I felt like you wouldn't mind that we're in the AC.
I don't mind at all.
Okay. I
love that hat, by the way. And I love you.
Thank you. I love you too. Bo Brummel's merch line coming at you.
Get off my lawn.
.com. I ain't no saint. You know you really can't count on me to be situated. Take a look at me and maybe you can see something that'll get your heart shaking.